Hey everyone. Wow, what a week I've had. There's been a lot to think about. So last Thursday, the YouTube channel was deleted. I woke up to that email, very stressful. The next day, I was departing for 4 days away with friends. A couple of my best friends over here are moving back to Australia. So a bunch of us planned some days away, which was a really inconvenient time for the channel to be deleted. Got back to London, had food poisoning for like 24 hours, then had to start getting ready for my trip to Australia. So it's been incredibly busy. All throughout this, I've been trying to, trying to be in touch with YouTube, or as best, not that you really can be, but like trying to find out whatever information I can and do the appeals process and all this kind of stuff to get the channel back, which has been a nightmare. Basically, like, you can't talk directly to anyone at Google or YouTube. If you do the appeals process or whatever, you just get very generic kind of like responses. The best you can do is talk to them on the YouTube community help forums, where you speak to volunteers who talk to Google on your behalf, which is just, you know, it takes like at least 48 hours to get a response to anything. And I've been waiting to sort of find out if I'll get the channel back. First they said it was taken away, then they said that was done in error and it would come back, then it didn't come back. Then I got in touch with them trying to ask why it hasn't come back. And it appears that maybe they looked at the appeal incorrectly. I don't know, it's a nightmare. Anyway, basically, like, I'm sort of been plotting out my next steps, how to move forward from this. Even if the channel does return at this point, I'm kind of not really prepared to go through something like this again. So I'm going to be, either way, you know, I'd like to keep making work on YouTube, but regardless if it's on another channel or this channel gets restored, I'll be sort of wiping a lot of the content from it and doing a reset on the channel, I think. A lot less spicy content on YouTube, and probably more infrequent posts on YouTube, maybe a bit more stuff on Reddit as well. But the flip side of that is that, you know, I'm not going to be creating less work. It just means that more work will be exclusive to Patreon. And that's also going to mean that probably I have a lot more creative freedom in what I make. It'll lead to, I imagine, changes in like the structure of the works, rather than sort of, you know, things in three or four parts. Maybe there'll be fewer parts. And typically in the past, it was always structured where there would be like a safer work section at the beginning that would move into a not safer work section. I can do that differently now as well. So I imagine the work itself will probably change in ways that might be a little bit more interesting. And it will also mean that you guys get better value, since much more work will be posted exclusively on Patreon. This time, normally when I do these things, I just kind of ramble about whatever's on my mind and whatever I sort of think of. But I've tried to actually write out a document today to remind myself of everything I need to go over, which I haven't actually looked at yet. I've just resorted to the ranting. So let me review the document and see what I need to talk about, so I make sure I don't miss anything. So there's going to be changes to the bottom tier, basically. So if you're like most people currently on the middle tier, the good fantasy tier, basically, like, you can stay on that tier. The benefits will change in a way that just means that you get more exclusive content. If you're on the top tier, where you have YouTube thank yous included, in what you pay for, there's going to be less YouTube content, which means that your name will be on there less frequently. I'm going to try to think of other ideas to sort of like do with the top tier. But, you know, if you sort of decide that, you know, that's not for you anymore, if there's not going to be as much YouTube work, no offense taken. If you want to move down a tier or whatever, you got to do what you got to do. And the bottom tier, basically, like, the bottom tier now, the bad fantasy tier, is going to be retired and replaced with one that is slightly cheaper, but is essentially everything that was on YouTube up until now. There's like 100 or so uncensored versions of those works, which are now part of a legacy archive. And the bad fantasy tier will be repriced at a lower cost that will give you access to that archive. Maybe with a couple of like new things dropped in here and there occasionally, but it's basically going to be covering access to the older works. for anything new that is consistently coming out, you'd want to be on the good fantasy tier in the middle, which most of you are already on. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of like the main changes, I guess. So most of you, yeah, if you're on the good fantasy tier, you don't really need to do anything. If you're on the great fantasy tier and you want more benefits, you might wish to like just move down for maybe it's going to be better value for a little while. I really only just started doing the names on YouTube, so it's kind of frustrating that I put so much work into that only for it to be like just eliminated immediately. but hey, you know, I guess the whole point of this is that, you know, I'm trying to sort of restructure how things are going to be going forward, and I'm really winging it at this point. So, you know, a lot of this might be subject to change over the next couple of months. Also because, you know, I'm going back to Australia for 5 weeks to see my family, and the period leading up to that over the next week, and also upon return when I've got like a lot to do in terms of just coming back home, there's going to be a long period where basically I've made all the work for that in advance. So the next 2 months of work is recorded, and while I'm away, I'll be editing it and posting it. So I won't be recording anything new. So my ability to like really start pivoting to like new ideas quickly is a bit hampered by the fact that I can't really make new content while I'm away. So yeah, I'll just be figuring out as I go. The work will not stop coming. Most of you will get better value for your money. And I just kind of need to rethink how I create stuff for YouTube, which I don't think will be that complicated. And I've got plenty of time to think about it while I'm away. Another flip side of this is that over the next month or two, some of the works that were previously Patreon exclusives might end up getting posted to Reddit as I try to build a following there. I'm very conscious of the fact that people have paid for benefit of those works being exclusive, and you know, by then giving them away for free on Reddit, I don't want anyone to feel like they're getting a bad deal. I'm also kind of conscious of the fact that I need to be less dependent on YouTube and I need to build followings elsewhere so that I'm diversified. And I'm hoping the fact that there's going to be a bigger increase in the amount of Patreon exclusives in the future will kind of like soften that blow. So I hope you don't hold it against me too much if some of those works get recycled to bring people in through other platforms. But this is all part of like what I say, like I'm having to really kind of like think on my feet here and re-strategize and all that kind of stuff. I hope I'm not too, I feel like I really am ranting fast here. I've got like a lot on my mind about all this. I've also got a lot to do today in terms of like packing and getting ready for this trip. So I think my poor little brain is working overtime. So what else have I got here? Yeah, I guess that's mostly it. I'll kind of like write a little brief description of those tier changes below this post. What else has been going on? Yeah, I had 4 days in Yorkshire. That was really fun. Nowhere I haven't been before, but it was just kind of nice. Me and some friends just rented like this big country house together. Drank wine by the fire in the evening. Some friends of mine run a wine bar, so they bought like cases and cases of really good stuff, which was great. Yeah, just a very relaxed time. They had a hot tub out the back. Got to spend a lot of time sitting in the hot tub, drinking wine out of plastic glasses, which was great. So yeah, I got back from that, and that night I was just like way too tired to actually like cook for myself. So I ordered poke to be delivered, and I think it gave me mild food poisoning, which wiped me out for the next day completely, which was like not that fun. And also took a day out of time when I really needed to be productive, which was kind of annoying too. But yeah, the trip was still good. And yeah, so Australia coming up, I fly very soon. Everything seems to be all systems go for me, like flying ahead this time after the last two trips were cancelled due to COVID. It's looking a lot more straightforward now. And, yeah, that's going to be 5 weeks of time with my family, who most of whom I haven't seen in like 3 years, and friends and all this kind of stuff. I'm going to do a lot of writing new scripts while I'm there and editing existing work and everything. Basically just like part-time. I'm not really going to push myself too hard. Probably just like in the mornings, spend the mornings doing that. And then the afternoons, just like going to the beach, hanging out with friends, hanging out with family, kind of, you know, paying attention to all those relationships that have been put on the back burner during the COVID years, unfortunately. So that's going to be good. But yeah, like I said, my previous two trips were canceled at short notice. So I'm really, managing my expectations. you never know, like, it might still get cancelled. Who knows? Anything could happen. What else have I got? I'm probably after I make this recording, I'm going to do a recording for my YouTube backup channel to kind of, like, explain to people over there what's going on. If you're following over there on that new channel, I'll link below if you're not already. Likes and comments and everything on that would really help boost the post to get the message out. So that would be great. I would really appreciate that. It's been a mad last week. So apologies if I've not been as available on comments and DMs as I usually am. I'm sort of very short on spare time right now. I think that about covers everything. Oh my god, did I actually press record on this? Yes, I did. Oh my god. Oh my god. 10 minutes. That's probably enough of me rambling on about what's going on. So thanks again to everyone who rolled over your subscription into the new month. Like I said, I've got everything recorded for the next 2 months, and a lot of it is, like, really fun kind of work that I've been enjoying making. It's all recorded and ready to go. I just kind of have to spend my mornings with the headphones on doing a bit of editing and then push it out as it comes. And yeah, most of it will be Patreon exclusive stuff. Anything that's kind of released on YouTube at this point will probably be quite tame by comparison. But hey, that just is what it is. And maybe that's for the best as well. Because frankly, I always sort of expected something like this to happen. You know, YouTube is notorious for this kind of thing. Which is why I never one of the reasons I never monetized my channel or was dependent on advertising, because I didn't want to build that up only to have the rug pulled at the last moment. Patreon, for all its flaws, is much more forthcoming when it comes to, like, dealing with their creators. Which is good. Like, you know, only one time have they ever, like, called me up on anything that I posted which was inappropriate, and there was, like, a really easy kind of process where you chat to someone in a very straightforward, respectful manner, unlike what you get on YouTube. YouTube is what it is. There's no point complaining about it. We all know what it's like. What else have I got coming up in terms of work? Maybe later today I might post... I've created the next Patreon exclusive work from the poll from last month, which was the Cornered by the Wrestling Captain, which was a really fun one to make, actually. I've got that ready to go. I'll probably post that later today. And then after that, I think the next one I'll release will be a three-part series, which will probably be Patreon exclusive as well. A three-part series entitled Finding Out Your Bestie is a Secret Sex Worker, which was a really fun one as well. I really enjoyed that. That's all completely edited and ready to go. And I think I'll probably set that up on timed posts, so that when I'm flying to Australia, when I'm getting ready, when I'm in the air, and when I'm, you know, hanging out with my family after arriving and stuff like that, it'll all just post automatically without me having to log on and do anything. So the content can keep flowing, even while I'm sort of, like, taking the time out to spend it with my family and stuff like that. I think that's all I've got for now. I always say I'm going to stop recording and then I just carry on for another 5 minutes. I'm really, like, I try to keep these things reasonably short and to the point. But obviously I'm not very good at it, although there is a lot to say this month, so. Thank you for everyone, like, all of your support during what's been a really stressful week, particularly, like, over on Twitter, people helping, like, boost the posts to get, you know, YouTube support's attention and all that kind of stuff, and all just, like, the kind words that people have DM'd me. It really does mean a lot. I'm seeing it as what I think Homer Simpson once referred to as a crisis-tunity, where crisis meets opportunity. So he's hoping that works out. but hey, I'm feeling good about it all. And I'm about to see my family, and I'm feeling good about that too. So yeah, thank you everyone. And you'll be hearing from me again very soon. And yeah, like I said, go and check out, like, later today I'll be setting up the YouTube post to, like, let people know what's going on over there. If you could go over and give that a like, give that a comment or whatever, that would be really appreciated. Thanks everyone. And I will be speaking to you again soon, no doubt. Okay, bye.